Awesome song. It's time now for the kiddos to come on down for a kid's message, presented by Kathy Anstett this morning.
What do I have here? Mud, some dirt, right here in the corner. And I have some water. Come on up. I want you to watch what happens when I pour this water on that mud. What's happening to it? Yeah, it's the water is carrying the mud and the dirt away, isn't it? Yeah. That's called erosion. And farmers don't like erosion because if it happens enough and carries away all their soil, they don't have anything left to grow their crops. So erosion isn't a good thing. And I want you to remember this because later on we're going to talk about erosion. But first of all, I want to tell you that our scripture today comes from the book of James. And it says that we need to be quick to listen, but slow to speak, and slow to anger. And I want to tell you a story about something that happened to Don and me just this week. I had come home from school, and I was tired. And so I laid down on the sofa and curled up, and I was going to take a little nap, which I did. And then Don came home, and he took a nap on the recliner. So we were both sleeping. And I woke up first, and I kind of opened one eye. I was a little bit groggy. And on TV was The Biggest Loser. Now, I don't like The Biggest Loser. I don't watch The Biggest Loser. But I was still kind of sleepy, and I didn't know where the remote was. And so I just kind of, with one eye, was watching what was going on. And in this story, half of the team had to go home. And so they had to be doing all their losing at home. And now they were coming back, and they highlighted this one person, and they talked about her. And just as she was going to step on the scale to find out whether she'd lost any weight or not, just as that was about to happen, all of a sudden she wasn't there anymore. Instead, there was a car and some driving and some people, and I didn't know what had happened. It took me a minute to figure out that Don had changed the channel on me. Now, I hate it when that happens, because what I don't like is the confusion of not knowing for a while why my mind isn't making sense anymore. And so, I turned to him and I said, "You could have at least asked," and I glared at him. Well, Don had thought I was sleeping. He didn't know I was awake, and he knows I don't like Biggest Loser, so he didn't see anything wrong with changing the channel, and he was totally surprised when I yelled at him and glared. Okay, he doesn't like that either. He hates it when that happens, so he responded by calling me a rather mean name. And so I got up, and I walked out of the room. He turned off the TV. He walked out and worked in the garage all evening. I went to bed and I was asleep when he got in, and then I got up in the morning and he was asleep when I left for work. So we didn't talk anymore the rest of that evening. So when he came home the next night, I thought, now this is silly. I said, "Don, all I want is for you to value my opinion. I was watching the TV." And that's when he told me he did value my opinion. He thought I was asleep. He thought I didn't care. And I thought, And that's when I realized that if I had been slow to anger, if I had simply said, "Don, I'm watching TV," he would have said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know." And he would have changed it back. And we could have avoided that whole nasty scene. So, a couple of days later, I'm to do the children's sermon. I call up to find what the scripture is, and it's James, 1st chapter, 19:20. Be quick to listen, slow to anger, and slow to speak. And I thought, that was timely. And so, it's also really, 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 really important. Because anger is like that water that I showed you. And your relationship is like that dirt. Every time you speak in anger, every time you hurt someone's feeling, it carries off a little bit of your relationship. And if it happens very often, pretty soon you don't have any relationship left. Well, I don't want that to happen to Don and me, so I wrote down the scripture and several times. And I put it on my refrigerator, and I put it on my window where I do my dishes, and I put it on the mirror where I look when I get up in the morning, and I put it on the steering wheel of my car, and I took one to school so that I can remember that when I get mad, I need to stop and take a minute before I speak so that I don't hurt someone's feelings. Now, what I want you to think about is the last week or the last month, have you got mad at someone and said, "You're not my friend," or "I'm not going to invite you to my party," or "You can't play with me"? Because when you get mad and say things in anger, you're not doing what God wants you to do either. So think about it the next time and don't say something that'll hurt someone's feelings. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for James, that so many, many years ago he wrote a letter that still speaks to us today, that he reminded us that whenever we speak in anger, usually we're not saying the words that we really need to be or want to be saying. So help us when we try to do your will by speaking in kindness. These things we ask in your name. Amen. Now, a couple of things. First of all, it's the day after Valentine's Day, and I can't let you go without a hug and a kiss. So here's the hug and here's the kiss. I have enough to give to everybody, but they're on the table as you leave church. Because I didn't want you to get them all over your clothes. So as you leave on the table, as you go out of church, a hug and a kiss for you. And I think there's enough, maybe, I hope so, for everybody. And there's your cup.
Okay. While the kids are collecting for missions this morning, we're going to be singing God of Wonders. It'll be on the screen.